lot of discussion from the West on what horses could come over for, particularly the Melbourne Spring. There's certainly one getting plenty of discussion, Scales of Justice. It won the Hyperion last week. Prior to that, went close in the Belmont Sprint and trained by Lindsay Smith, who's online. Morning to you, Lindsay, and thanks very much for taking our call, given that you're right in the middle of track work, mate.
You're right, Andrew. You're right, mate. Well, we just work from home, so we've got our own hours, but no, good to come on.
Well, mate, just on that, we're extending our track work hours, a trial period in Sydney, up until 9 a.m. You're a bit different. You can work whenever you want to work.
Well, it's a good system for us because, you know, we haven't got the luxury of big bright lights like you guys, but so we've got to work with the sun a little bit. But it works good, especially in wintertime for the staff. They're not getting up at 3:30 to bumping and work in the dark for 6 hours. So, yeah, we can start a bit later and finish later, but especially wintertime, it's a good system.
Yep, understand. Well, what about this horse? There seems to be a lot of upside, Lindsay. You've trained some nice ones. Where do you put Scales of Justice?
Yeah, he's the best part about him, he keeps creeping up the ladder. So I'd say he's running about third. I still think Old Comrade was the best horse I had, and then Plastered, and then this horse is starting to sneak up quickly. But because he's got such a different race style to most horses, he gives himself a lot of opportunities to win races.
He normally either leads or is certainly right on the pace.
Yeah, well, it's not a matter of whether he leads or not. It's the speed they go. So he's better off being involved in a tempo where it keeps the others marching along a little bit so they can't throw a sort of 33.5 at him or something. So if he can stay the last 600 around the 34.5, he's going to be a danger in most races he goes in.
Understand. Now, what are the immediate plans? Has he got another run coming up in the next week or two?
Yeah, Saturday week, the Strickland Stakes. That's a 2,000-metre race, so he'll meet a couple of different style of horses, but it'll give us direction on whether he can run the 2,000. And if he does, well, you know, he's got a lot of options then. But if he doesn't, well, we'll make other plans. But as it stands today, he'll run Saturday week. And then I suppose halfway up the straight, we'll all know the answer.
Yes. There's been discussion about Cox Plates and taking Winks on and everything. But when I read those sort of comments, I was thinking, well, let's see the horse at 2,000 first run.
Oh, yeah. Well, people say, let's just put the Cox Plate with Winks. And they say, would he go on the Cox Plate? And you go, well, you know, it's an option. But it doesn't mean you mean you're going in to take her on. It just you don't want to say no, basically.
Yeah.
But they haven't even nominated. So, like you just said, mate, Saturday week will give you some answers.
Do you feel the way that the horse does race, that he can run 2,000?
Yeah, I believe that, and he's got a bit more mature. Douglas White made a comment once. He goes, he only had a brief time with him, but he thought he was more of a miler, which has stuck in my head. But, he only met him for about 8 minutes. But total, but I'm of the opinion the way he's working. He went up the hill again this morning. His heart rate was in the low 80s, which is pretty fine. So I'm thinking if any horse is going to run 2,000 metres, will be him. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it's time will tell.
I guess the one thing is you're in a good position, aren't you? Your horse has got upside. What races, you think about in Melbourne, I guess, comes after the Strickland, but you're in a good position that there's so many options.
Yeah, well, and with that stake money now, like everything's, one brick, two bricks, three bricks, it's money everywhere. So it, depending on, like you said, how far he can run, there's all different options. But, he's good enough to win a good race in Melbourne. So we're quite happy with that. And I'm going to enjoy it. And as I said in the paper the other day, he's of the equal of the last couple of horses we've sent there, like whether it be Vega Magic or Star Exhibit. So he's as good as them.
Well, if he runs up to them, the Perth form, no surprise to many of us, is certainly holding up quite strong. All right, so Saturday week at this stage, the Strickland over 2,000. That's the next watch point that we look at Scales of Justice. I was just looking at Douglas White. Of course, he won the Railway on the horse, and then he ran second in the Kingston Town. That was the race where, please remind me, I'm thinking of the right race. He thought he'd finished when he hadn't finished.
Yeah, anyway, the horse, the main thing, the horse kept going, so Douglas could have jogged off, but anyway, he got beaten, it's unfortunate, but
that's racing.
We move on.
Yeah, that's racing. He's a nice horse, we'll watch for him Saturday week. Lindsay, thanks for taking our call, mate, really appreciate it.
You just have a good day over there.
Good on you, mate. Lindsay Bye-bye. Smith joining us from WA, Scales of Justice. He won the Railway. Well, he won the Bob Peters with Paul Harvey on November of last year. Then he won the Railway for Douglas White. Then he ran second in the Kingston Town. Stratum Star, that was the one where they bobbed the line and Douglas thought he'd passed the line. He stopped riding and then Stratum Star got the money. He went for a little bit of a break. He's come back. He's run second to Rock Magic in the Belmont Sprint and then won the Hypernian at a mile on the 17th of June, and now it's the Strickland 2000. I think we'll be talking to Lindsay a little bit going into the spring with that horse.